Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today, down doobie doo down down. Breaking up is hard.
Down doobie doo down down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery. If you go, then I'll be blue. 'Cause breaking up is hard to do.
Now that iconic Neil Sedaka breakup song was a big hit back in 1962 and solidified his name as a pop music star. In the mid-1970s, he sang it once again, but slower this time, and the song again climbed into the top of the music charts. Today, this classic tune does a great job of describing how a growing segment of American sports fans are feeling. We have invested much of our lives participating in and watching team sports events on television and in person. All Americans, and especially us sports fans, are saddened by tragic events which have been making up the news headlines in America during the year 2020. These events rightfully serve as a wake-up call for everyone to do a better job of trying to get along better with their fellow man and woman. We really do get it. A true sports fan is colorblind. Fans want to root for the players on the teams of their favorite schools or colleges or cities. The only colors that a true sports fan wants to notice at an event are those of the uniforms being worn that day. More importantly, a true sports fan simply wants to have a good time while supporting their favorite team. Sports are friendly competitions. Win or lose, sports fans remain loyal to their favorite teams, too. In many ways, we truly do love our sports teams and all of the emotional ups and downs that go along with investing our time and money into this pleasant addiction. In this upside-down year of 2020, many Americans are showing signs of breaking up. Mentally, that is. The longer this pandemic keeps people from congregating with other human beings, whether it's schools or shopping, churches or sporting events, of course, the more psychological damage appears to be manifesting in this country. I wholeheartedly believe that the worst thing possible to do during this stressful year has been to watch the 24/7 news channels. If you want to dig a hole for yourself and become even further depressed about the world in 2020, watch those 24/7 news channels. Even if you haven't been watching those channels, the 24/7 sports channels are doing a great job at depressing you too. With no live sporting events to cover, these sports channels are mentioning Dr. Fauci as much as they used to say Tiger Woods or LeBron James during previous years. We've gone from watching the sports ticker for scores and stats across the bottom of your screen to seeing a daily crawler advertising canceled sports events and the increasing numbers of virus cases and deaths around the country. Hey, I get it. With no games to play, what are these sports outlets supposed to cover anyway? They have to fill time and try to preserve what little audience that some of these networks have right now. So they've started covering current events, social issues, and opining about many other things other than sports. Now, once you go down that road, you're guaranteed to alienate about half of your audience. The results from any recent presidential election will confirm that simple stat. For every person nodding in support of a position, there's another person saying, "Really? Seriously?"
They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say that this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again.
Did you ever wonder why the 24-hour news channels have become so biased on one side of the political spectrum and not kind of down the middle? It's advertising revenue and increased competition, they've done it. If a news network is trying to build a loyal audience with so many other competitors in hot pursuit of this small percentage of the overall television market pie, it's easier to understand why that network would grab onto a certain demographic position and then reinforce that viewpoint throughout the broadcast day, day after day after day. Now, radio has been doing that for your entire lifetime, but you may not have noticed it. With so many choices in your local radio station market, those stations have been notoriously competitive when it comes to grabbing onto a particular audience demographic and then feeding that audience more and more of the same. It's highly unlikely that you'll hear some classical music followed by a classic rock tune on your favorite radio station, right? So guess who is now jumping into this now divide and conquer advertising game? Yes, it's sports. With more and more sports media outlets popping up everywhere recently, it looks like sports consumers are going to be forced to pick one side of the political aisle or the other to get their sports fix. If you have been following my post recently about sports in 2020, you know exactly what I'm talking about. ESPN, the longtime king of televised sports networks, at least for the last 20 or 30 years, has been alienating more and more sports fans over the last few years as certain on-air personalities have begun to inject their own political opinions into coverage of sports. When this started to happen a few years ago on a rare occasion, you initially tried to forgive and forget. But when it started happening more and more often, you're getting the picture. For fans who don't agree with that viewpoint, it's time for them to leave. And leave they have. Recent new sports websites such as OutKick.com are now available to right-leaning sports fans who hold different perspectives than the mainstream media purveyors on the left. But for a moment, let's forget about left and right. A big reason why sports have been so popular in American culture has a lot to do with its therapeutic nature. Sports activities have been a path for boys and girls, and later men and women, to escape the pressures of their daily lives, whether at work or school or in the home. Generally speaking, sports have been an oasis of good, clean fun for most of us fans. When my beloved New Orleans Saints finally won the Super Bowl back in 2009, do you think that local pub patrons, filled to the brim with happy Saints fans, cared whether the person sitting next to them was a conservative or a liberal as they wildly hugged and high-fived each other after the biggest win in franchise history? I don't think so. Just insert your favorite team's shining sports moment right here, and you'll understand that picture. Well, at least until now, that is. The sports world is now in the process of killing off the proverbial golden goose. For every sports fan who may agree with a sports personality's opinion about a various current event situation, such as like the kneeling and other protests, for example, there's another sports fan who quietly disagrees with those comments. Now, if the sports program doesn't provide a forum for the opposing viewpoint, the disgruntled sports fan will turn it off and may walk away. And that's where we are in the summer of 2020.
They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again.
Now, if you and I owned a professional sports franchise in a major sport in America, this chaotic year of 2020 might feel like a great time for us to consider selling it. As many of America's left-leaning sports media outlets have openly joined forces now with the protesting players, there's a very real possibility that a large number of fans are going to make good on their promises not to watch or support their former favorite teams for the rest of this year, and possibly beyond too. If that is true, and the market value for American sports teams is at a peak right now, why haven't people like Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys or, God help us, the New York Knicks owner James Dolan noticed this trend and gone ahead and sold their franchises this year? Think global. The biggest remaining growth for American-based major league sports and their valuable franchises is the global market. The NBA has already signaled how much they value maintaining that cozy little relationship they have with Communist China. In today's NBA, you do not dare mention supporting Hong Kong if you want their league to get in the door of that lucrative Chinese basketball market. For the National Football League, would it really come as a shock to anyone if the league were to see franchises move away and out of cities like Jacksonville or Buffalo and relocate them in locations such as London or Mexico City within the next couple of years? Owners of American sports franchises may take a hit from the pushback of a growing segment of their sports fans. It may indeed hurt these sports in the short term. But in the long term, though, these wily owners are eyeballing a large piece of a new and tasty profit pie, which may be awaiting them soon by tapping global markets. For a recent analogy, let's try this one on for size. Despite the number of people in the United States who have given up smoking cigarettes in the last 50 years, the tobacco companies have been replacing the American sales by adding hundreds of millions of newly addicted smokers in places like China and other countries overseas. Today's tobacco company profits dwarf those from 50 years ago. So no matter how many American sports fans decide to say adios to their favorite team soon and pledge to give up their old sports habits every fall, please know that your favorite sports teams won't care one bit about you soon, as American franchises seek to capture a portion of a larger global audience. If those sports teams don't side with the wishes of today's players, then the owner's road to a bigger worldwide payday is endangered, and their cash cow franchises will be nearly worthless without the best players in the world. Whose side are they on? Yeah, it's all business. Do the owners of those teams still want you to remain a fan? Sure they do, but you'll need to do it on their terms going forward. The real question is, do they need you as a fan anymore? Take it away, Neil. I'm Swamp Swami.
I beg of you, don't say goodbye. Can't we give our love just one more try? Come on, baby, let's start anew. Breaking up is hard to do.